Today's scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 35, verse 1 through 8.
今天要读的经文是创世纪第35章1至8节。
The worship leaders will read today's scripture, first in English, then in Chinese.
我们会先读英文,然后读广东话。
God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there. Make an altar there to the God who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau." So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, "Put away the foreign gods that are among you and purify yourselves and change your garments. Then let us arise and go up to Bethel so that I may make an altar to the God who answers me in the day of my distress and has been with me wherever I have gone." So they gave to Jacob all the foreign gods that they had and the rings that were in their ears. Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree that was near Shechem. And as they journeyed, a terror from God fell upon the cities that were around them so that they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. And Jacob came to Luz, that is, Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. And there he built an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God had revealed himself to him when he fled from his brother. And Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died. And she was buried under an oak below Bethel. So he called its name Alun Baku.
神对雅各说：起来，上巴达利去，住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神，就是你们逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那位。雅各就对他家中的人，并一切与他同在的人说：你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神，也要自己更换衣裳。我们要起来，上巴达利去。 在那里，我要筑一座坛给神，就是在我遭难的日子应允我的祷告，在我行的路上保佑我的神。他们就把外邦人的神像和他们耳朵上的环子交给雅各，雅各都藏在示剑那里的橡树底下。他们便起行前往。 神使那里周围城邑的人都甚惊惧，就不追赶雅各的众子了。于是雅各和一切与他同在的人到了迦南地的路斯，就是伯特利。他在那里筑了一座坛，就给那地方起名叫允纳伯特利，因为他逃避他哥哥的时候，神在那里向他显现。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
We are pleased to have Pastor Jin share with us his message titled Restoring Family Worship.
Thank you. 来到嗰啲今日听你话语嘅人去祈祷
，that they may not take it lightly into their hearts，
让佢哋真系认真嘅去听讲。
But it will be a transformative power to be more like Christ for them。
让呢个听到之后，佢有呢个更新改变嘅能力。
As you have promised, where there's the truth will set you free。
好使佢哋能够得释放。
In Jesus' name we pray。
我系奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen。Is my mic working? Can you hear me all right? Good. Thank you. I can hear you very well too.
Thank you, Carol.
Well, we are in the sermon series, as you know, of the worshiping community.
我今日呢一直都讲过嘅系一个敬拜嘅群体。
And in our worshiping community, what we are trying to do is we are to behold who God is more than our weaknesses and our sinful nature.
让我们去在意的是在于神的荣耀，与其是我们自己的罪。
And for that reason, I want to make a statement before we begin.
我想在开始之前，我想讲一句的说话。
And the statement is that there is a dangerous distance between where God calls us and where we actually settle.
在神去呼召我们和我们今天身处的所在的情况有一个很大的一个的距离。
Think about that. Where God is actually calling us and where we are actually settling.
神呼召你去的地方和你今天身处的所在可以是中间有一个很危险的距离。
Jacob knew the distance so well.
雅各很清楚知道这个的距离。
Because for 10 years,
在有十年的时候,
Jacob had been back in Canaan for 10 years and still yet he hadn't made his way back to Bethel where God called him to be.
咁佢翻咗嚟迦南地有十年，但佢依然都未翻去当日神呼召佢去嘅伯特利。
Bethel means the house of God.
是神的所在的地方。
It's the place where he saw a ladder.
就是那裡見到這個的天梯。
That is connecting the heaven and earth.
讓這個天和地去連在一起。
And it is a place where he vowed to make his offering to God.
也是那個所在地他起誓向神起誓的地方。
But he stopped 20 miles away from there.
但他還是距離好像有20里那麼遠。
Place called Shechem.
咁喺呢个示剑嘅地方。
To Jacob's mind, he thought it's close enough.
佢话可能都好近啦。
Because it's only a one-day journey from Bethel.
佢话离开伯特利只系有一日嘅光景。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，close enough with God is never close.
离神好近都系唔够近。
Close enough is never close enough with God。
好近对于神嚟讲都系依然系未够近。
We see the consequences of Jacob's halfway close enough obedience。
我哋睇到雅各对神嘅尽忠，佢嘅信服只系去到一半。
And those 10 years of close enough life cost him dearly.
而呢十年佢离神唔够近嘅时候，发生咗好多嘅事，影响好大。
First,
第一
，his daughter Dinah died. She's violated.
佢嘅女儿底拿受到侮辱。
In response, his son Levi and Simeon became a mass murderer.Slaughtering the entire city because of the violation of Dinah.
咁而系因为呢个原因，佢嘅儿子西缅同埋呢个嘅利未去将全城嘅人杀咗。
Jacob probably wanted to protect her daughter so much so that he stayed back in Shechem, a close enough place.
佢想保护佢嘅家人，去到一个地步吓，佢冇乜点样样作声。
But in his own understanding of halfway obedience, it cost what mattered the most for him.
咁就係因為佢所謂 離近離神唔夠近嘅一個嘅一個呢種嘅信服啊，造成好大嘅影響。
The people of Shechem and people of entire Canaan were not just staying still when Jacob's family slaughtered the entire city.
你想象下周圍嘅人對於雅各將全城嘅人殺咗，佢哋會有咩嘅反應咧
？They had every reason to retaliate the family of Jacob.
咁佢哋有絕對每一個嘅原因向佢嘅家人去報復。
So knowing that truth, Jacob, the heir of God's covenant promise, stands paralyzed in fear.
咁雅各作為呢個神呢個嘅產業嘅繼承人。你可以想象到佢喺呢個恐懼之中。
His halfway obedience made him a stench of the land, and this is his own words.
係正如佢所對佢嘅兒女所講一樣，佢喺呢個嘅人當中有了臭名。
If this Jacob, the heir of God's promise, covenant promise, suffers from halfway obedience, what about us?
咁如果作為呢個神產業嘅繼承人嘅雅各，對於神嘅信服都只係得一半嘅時候，作為今日嘅你同我，又會係點樣樣嘅咧
？This is what happens when we settle at the halfway obedience, even if it's close enough to God's commandment.
咁呢個就係當我哋對於神嚟講嘅信服，只係得一半嘅時候。
Some of us can relate to Jacob's halfway obedience more than others.
可能今日你在座有啲人对于雅各呢一种嘅信服好有同感。
Whatever the reason is, God commanded you in one way, and you settled where you are now.
神去指向你一条嘅路，但你去到某一个地步，你停低咗。
You stopped just short, 20 miles short of full obedience to God.
可能你對於神仲係差20里咁多嘅信服。
You want to follow God, and you will still want to have comfort.
你想去信服神，但你亦都唔可以放低你嘅舒適。
You want to follow God, yet you still want to hold on to the respectability and the security in that Shechem.
亦都係同樣，你好似去維持住，好似喺事件裏面嗰種嘅舒服。嗰種嘅安息。
And you may be in that your own Shechem for 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, 1 year, and you realize you are at a wreckage of your compromise you made.
咁可能你會覺得你今日係喺你自己呢一個嘅妥協嘅生活裏邊之中。
God is being more gracious to Jacob, who responded with halfway obedience.
咁但係神對佢哋好有恩典。
God sees everything, right, everyone?
神去做每一樣嘢係咪
？He knew exactly where Jacob was.
佢好清楚知道雅各喺邊一度。
And he knew where he need to be exactly at Bethel.
佢亦都好清楚知道佢需要翻去伯特利。
And yet he knew that his paralyzed heart of immovability.
亦都好清楚知道喺佢內心裏面有住呢種癱瘓式嘅恐懼。
This omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent God does not abandon Jacob.
嚟呢個係全能全知嘅神，佢冇放棄到雅各。
He does not leave him in his close enough obedience.
佢唔係容許，佢喺一種半知半嘅順服之中。
But gives a commandment.
但係佢俾到佢一個嘅命令。
You know, we often think the commandment is, you know, in a military sense, God commands you, you must obey. But here we see a commandment that is gracious.
咁好多時候我哋諗起呢個命令嘅時候，諗起好似喺軍隊裏邊上司俾一個嘅將領俾一個命令你，你又要跟隨。但喺呢一度嚟講，神所俾嘅命令係滿有呢個恩典喺入邊。
Because verse 1 says, God said to Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, make an altar there to the God who appeared to you when you fled from your brother Esau.
神对雅各说，起来，上伯特利去，住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神，就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那位。
Before Jacob even takes a single step incline towards God,
就算喺雅各对神表态之前
，God moves towards him，
神去揾佢
，with a commandment to return to him，
去叫俾一个嘅命令佢，叫佢翻去神嘅面前。
And then the Almighty God, who with all power, commands the terror that falls onto everyone in the land of Canaan.
然后佢致令到周围嘅人对神有呢、这个对啊、有呢个恐惧，唔敢去啊伤害雅各同佢嘅一家。
To help this one compromised patriarch who did not display full obedience.
对呢一个嘅啊。有希伯来人的一个的长老，他虽然他没有对神完全的尽忠和信服。
This is a glimpse of the gospel we have in Jesus.
我可以窥见到这个耶稣基督所给这个的恩典，这个福音。
No matter how finite you are,
无论今天我们多有限都好，
and no matter whether you are at halfway obedience or quarter obedience,
无论你今天是半之半或者只有四分一的信服，
the God we worship is infinite God who pursues finite being like us, a wayward worshippers.
而我们这个无穷无尽的神，无论怎样都好，都会去寻找我们这群有限的人。
And we see what he does with his family, commanding them to purify themselves. So we want to ask this one specific question to us, and this is for all the family members, especially for fathers.
咁我佢当神去啊俾呢个命令俾呢啲有限嘅人嘅时候，对于我哋今日嚟讲，尤其是在座之中，你作为父亲嘅啊，俾到我哋呢一个嘅提醒。
The question is, how does a family stuck in their own spiritual compromise get back to the house of God?
咁就话，如果一个家庭佢今日喺呢个属灵上边系妥协嘅时候，我哋点样样可以翻到去神嘅殿嘅当中咧
？Praise be to God. The answer is not complicated.
个答案好简单
，but it costs you everything.
会将你一切嘅嘢都要付上呢个代价。
It will require purification.
第一，你需要系你需要自洁。
It will require you to depend on God's protection.
第二，你需要神嘅保护。
And it depends on your being centered on worshiping God.
而第三就是说你在你个人的敬拜里面有没有将你的敬拜放在神的中间呢
And I ask that the Holy Spirit would show us this morning, show you how God unfolds this biblical truth to Jacob and for us this morning.
所以我想今天去求这个圣灵去告诉我们神怎样将这个圣经里面的真理当日向这个雅各讲出来而今日是向我们去讲出来。
The commandment is direct and comes from God Himself to Jacob. Arise, so arise and go up to Bethel.
这个很简单，神很直接对雅各说：起来，上伯达利去。
When God calls Jacob back,
当神去呼召雅各回来的时候
，When God commands Jacob,
当神去俾呢个雅各有呢个命令的时候
，The head of the household.
作为这个家庭的这个的元首
The master of many servants
无论是很多可能是很多仆人的这个的主人
Jacob finally wakes up
他最后雅各去清醒
To his responsibility as a spiritual leader of his household
而作为他这个家庭这个属灵的领袖
But Jacob knows something must happen before they can make that journeyUp to Bethel.
他知道在这个去伯特利出发之前，他们要做一些的事。
So Jacob says in verse 2, to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods that are among you, and purify yourselves and change your garments.
那雅各就跟他的家人说，并一切与他同在的人说，你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神，也要自洁更换衣裳。
There were strange gods in the family of the patriarch Jacob. Yes.
在雅各的家庭里面，他们都有敬拜这个假神。
We even read Rachel stealing her father's household idols years before, and apparently still had them today. This text.
咁喺我哋之前会讲到就话拉结亦都从佢爸爸嘅屋企偷咗呢个神像。咁我睇到，就算喺雅各嘅家庭，佢都有啲人会收埋一啲嘅神像。
And Jacob's sons had probably plundered all the pagan images and idols when they slaughtered the city of Shechem.
咁亦都雅各嘅儿子，当佢哋去将呢个全城去摧毁嘅时候，亦都可能对当地嘅人，佢哋有一啲嘅神像啊攞走咗去。
Do you think Jacob knew about these？
你认为雅各知唔知道佢有啲呢啲咁嘅事发生咧
？Highly likely，
好可能会知道。
But as a spiritual leader of his family，
咁但系作为佢家庭呢个属灵嘅领袖嘅时候
，he tolerated them，
佢容忍呢啲事情嘅发生。
Maybe to keep peace within the family.
好似佢嘅家庭可能有呢个嘅和平。
Maybe he didn't want to make waves of controversial discussion and disagreements within his household.
亦都可能唔想喺家庭里边造成呢个嘅内讧。
But all-knowing God saw every hidden idol in his family.
咁但系呢个全能嘅神知道喺呢个家庭里边发生咗啲嘅咩事。
Every idol compromised.
系每一样嘅呢个嘅偶像嘅一个嘅妥协。
Nothing can be hidden in God's eyes.
冇一样嘢可以逃脱神嘅眼睛。
God knew exactly what Jacob was doing.
神好清楚知道雅各喺度做紧啲咩嘢。
But in His mercy.
但喺佢嘅恩典之下。
He exposed the darkness.
他将他们的黑暗是展示出来
so that the light could enter.
好像好使他们能够将这个的重心去改移
The all-seeing God opened the eyes of blind head of the household.
好使这个家庭的领袖他的眼目可以看得清楚。
All-knowing God graciously allowed Jacob to see through the lenses of God, not his family.
所以好使雅各可以带着神的眼睛去看这个世界。
In his mercy and grace, Jacob opened to see what God was seeing.
在神的恩典怜悯之中，好使雅各能够看清楚一切。
And he knew that you cannot worship God.With full of idols and gods of Shechem in his tent.
好使佢哋唔再当佢哋喺示剑呢个地方居住嘅时候，可以睇得更加去清楚。
Jacob does not have a second thought here.
喺呢度我睇到就系雅各，佢完全冇去三思。
He gives three commands right away.
佢即刻将佢对佢嘅家人俾咗三个嘅命令。
He gives commands to his household.And to all who were with him.
俾佢嘅家人，亦都俾同佢一齐嘅人。
That means not just his immediate family members, but all the servants or slaves or workers from foreign countries in his household.
唔单止系俾到佢嘅家人，俾到佢嘅仆人，或者同佢一齐嘅外邦人。
First, he says, "Put away the foreign idols."
佢话：你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神。
This is a call to exclusive worship of our God.
即系话好简单嚟讲，系只系单一嘅敬拜我哋嘅神。
He doesn't say hi them, so I cannot see them.
佢冇净系讲到一样嘅嘢。
He doesn't say to keep them for your whatever the help that you're getting.
佢冇叫佢将佢摆埋去，或者系摆埋一边。
But he ruthlessly tells them to remove them completely.
好直接嘅叫佢哋讲除掉。
The God who says, I am the Lord your God, is the same God who says, you shall not have no other gods before me.
在这个诫命里面，他说，除我以外，你不可有别的神。
And I pray that this would be a wake-up call for some of us.
对于我们很多人来说，可能都是一个的提醒。
That includes me.
也都包括是我自己。
Our conduct in our household.
我们很多时候在我的家庭里面。
Are often like a broomstick, not rather than one point sharp edged sword.
好多时候可能都好似系呢个扫把一样。
If this doesn't work, let's poke over here.
咁你如果唔得嘅时候，试另一样嘢。
If that doesn't work, let's poke over here like a broomstick, spread out.
很多時好似呢個掃把嘅一樣嚇，樣樣都去試下。
But what God requires of His people and His men and women and His household is exclusive worship to God and Him alone.
咁但係喺神呢度嘅命令好清楚，就話除神之外，你唔會去敬拜別的神。
Second, He says to purify yourselves.
佢話也要自潔，自潔。
The word purify in Hebrew means to remove tarnish, which means to polish what has become dull and dirty.
自潔呢個字嘅希臘原文有一個意思啊，將一啲唔乾淨嘅嘢啊，將佢咧拎走佢。
This involved washing, actual physical washing.
好似係喺啊好啊，好似去洗啊洗啊洗乾淨一樣。
Which has a spiritual cleansing in sense.
咁有一個喺屬靈上邊一個自潔嘅意思。
It's a public acknowledgement saying that we are dirty and we need to be clean to meet our holy God.
有一個意思就話你喺公眾嘅同人講啊，我有我唔好嘅地方啊，我而家咧喺神面前，我將我自己去自潔。
We're going to go deeper into this, but the physical aspect is very important too.
咁呢個啊好實際嚇，呢個喺啊普通喺行動上邊係好真實嘅。
And third, he says, change your garments.
亦都第三，佢話更換衣裳。
In the near ancient world of Israel, your clothing was your identity.
佢話佢你嘅衣服喺當時嚟講，亦都同你嘅身份係有關係。
So it's like as if you're getting your new identity, like you know, the criminals get their new identity.
即係好似呢個嘅罪犯嚇，衣服有一個嘅身份嘅意思。
You're putting on your different clothes. You take off your old and you're putting on. That means I'm not who I was yesterday, but now I am a new person, a new with a new identity. You're getting a new name, new identity, new relationship.
咁好似你將你琴日嘅衣服去換咗落嚟啊，穿上新嘅衣服嘅時候，有一個新嘅身份，有一個新嘅意思，喺新嘅一日有一個新嘅啊。意義喺入邊。
And Paul gets this idea later in his epistles, and he says we have to put away our old self and put on a new self.
咁喺呢個保羅喺新約聖經裏邊話，你要將你嘅舊我去除低，然後去穿上你嘅新我。
But as we read this verses, we do notice something here about this purge of evil, don't we?
咁我哋睇到呢度咧有一個嘅解釋嘅，就話將一啲邪惡唔好嘅嘢咧，當佢咧係除低落嚟。
You see, Jacob is not nicely asking his family members to purify themselves spiritually.
佢唔單止係叫佢哋喺屬靈上邊要去自潔，
but he's commanding them a physical, very much visible change in their way of life.
即係話喺佢哋嘅生活上邊係一個好明顯啊，大家會睇到嘅一個嘅改變。
Because Jacob doesn't say just feel sorry in your heart or pray for your soul.
佢哋唔係話啊，喺你內心裏邊覺得唔好意思，為到啊你嘅啊為到你自己作呢個嘅祈禱啊去認罪。
Jacob is actually demanding some kind of a concrete action.
佢想要求係一個好清楚啊好實體嘅一個嘅改變。
But when this Jacob, head of the household, tries to go full in his obedience to God, family obeys.
咁但係當雅各去向呢個方向去改變嘅時候，佢嘅家庭佢哋好聽話。
If he can put the terror onto the hearts of entire Canaanites,
咁如果你想象一下，對於當時嘅迦南人嚟講
，He can when the head of the household, when father, the son of God, adopted son of God, obeys in his fullness to God, he can change the hearts of the family members.
咁對於喺當時嗰啲仆人，好多係迦南人嚟睇，佢見到雅各令到佢嘅家人有改變嘅時候。
Remember Rachel?
記唔記得拉結咧
？She lied to her father and hid the idol.
佢對於佢爸，佢甚至向佢爸爸講大話，因為佢將佢爸爸個神像收埋出嚟，收埋咗。
She's even lying to her father, and yet what happens in verse 4?
咁喺第四節裏邊，佢講咩咧
？So they gave to Jacob all the foreign gods that they had, and the rings that they were in their ears. Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree that was near Shechem.
佢話：他們把外邦人的神像和他們耳朵上的環子交給 雅各都藏在示剑那里的橡树底下。
Husbands,
丈夫们。
This, you know what this is going on right here and now, right?
你明唔明白呢有咩意思呢？
Your wife will listen to her father.
你个太太佢听你个爸爸嘅话。
And yet you are here.
但今日你喺呢一度。
When she is having an idol that can even disrupt the relationship with her father.And yet Jacob is obeying God and commanding her to take away and put them away. She does that.
咁睇到就话，当个太太佢冇听佢爸爸嘅说话嘅时候，但系当雅各佢去信奉神吓，咁个佢叫呢个妻子佢所做嘅嘢系唔去啊造成呢个关系上边嘅骚扰，而今日佢哋去啊降服喺个丈夫之下。
Brothers.Men of God, I want to encourage you today.
我想鼓励你今日一样嘢。
This is a one way of looking at obedience is far more greater than sacrifice.
呢个系可以系咁样去睇点样叫对神嘅一个嘅信服。
When we obey in our fullness to God,
当我哋完完全全去跟随神嘅时候
，Maybe your family has been waiting for.
可能你的家人今天都等待着你去这样去做。
Maybe your family, your people, your friends have been waiting for you to take the cross that God has given you.
可能你的朋友、你的家人、你身边的人都等待你今天去这样去孭起你的十字架。
Do not worry about after of your obedience.
不要去担心你在这个听信服神之后的事。
So come out to men's prayer meeting.
去参加这个弟兄祈祷会。
That's how we are to sharpen each other and encourage one another.
这样可以令到这个铁磨铁去磨出刃来。
Obey God and He will take care of the rest.
去听神的说话神会去善后。
But what's up with these rings in their ears?
咁呢个喺呢个耳仔嘅呢个嘅环有咩问题喺度咧
？Now in the ancient Near East culture, earrings often were the amulets that had pagan idols image on it.
咁呢个耳环咧，其实喺呢个近东嘅文化里边咧，系有一个嘅属世嘅意义喺度。
I don't know, Goya-san would know this, but in Japan we carry this one of those a seal.That kind of tells you that if you carry it, it will give you more money, it will give you health, it will protect you from evil.
咁啊，阿吳屋先生可能好清楚嚇，喺呢個日本裏邊咧，啲人咧好多時會拎住一個嘅印，佢話拎住呢個印咧，咁你就會財源廣進噶啦。
So every January 1st, we go to temple and we toss the coin, we go bop bop bop, and we bow down to the temple, and you get those charms which tells you.You know, which area of your life you're protected.
咁你要去呢个嘅神庙嘅时候咧，你就拍三下，卜卜卜，跟住咧你去祈祷就攞一个嘅金币啊，或者一个嘅charm，咁去话俾你听你嘅生活上面咧边方面咧就会得到呢个保护啦。
That's what the earring was for at the place of Shechem. It was a protective charm.
咁佢话呢一啲咧，好似系你带住一啲身边一啲嘅吉祥物。可以咧去保護你。
They were the physical tokens of trust in idols.
呢個咧係好話俾人哋聽，你明顯去依靠呢個嘅外邦嘅神，而得到一個嘅保護嘅一個嘅標記。
In other words, they were the just in case God fails insurance policy.
咁好似如果神唔得都好咧，我揸住呢個吉祥物，咁我都有咧有啲保證喺入邊。
So onceJacob gathers everything from his household. What does he do with them?
咁雅各将啲外邦人嘅神像、所有嘅环子都攞晒嘅时候，佢做啲咩嘢咧
？If he was like Philip,
如果好似呢个腓立咁
，he would have melted it and then sold it to the merchants.
咁可以咧，将佢啲呢啲嘅神像啊，呢啲环咧，用咗佢。
But he doesn't do that.
咁佢冇咁做。
He buries them underground, under the tree.
咁佢喺呢個示劍嗰度嘅橡樹底下咧，將佢哋埋咗佢。
He puts it away from his sight.
将呢啲嘢系啊摆埋一边，睇唔到。
Consigns them to the grave.
咁好似咧，即系等于咧，将佢埋葬咗一样嘅意思。
Now, what are the strange gods do we have in our household?
咁今日喺我哋嘅家庭里边，我有啲咩嘅偶像喺入边咧？
Whatever you trust when God seems silent.
咁有边啲嘢你信嘅嘢，其实神一直喺当中系保持缄默嘅咧？
Maybe it is a good time for us as we are in the still early of 2026 to think about this as a family.
咁我哋作为一个家庭，我哋今日仲喺2026年嘅开首嘅时候，我哋可唔可以去谂下，究竟喺我家庭里边，我有啲咩嘅偶像喺入边咧
？Because I'm sure there's at least one thing that we have made for ourselves just in case when God seems silent and absent.
咁可能有一樣嘢，神對呢啲嘢嚟講係可能係暗字裏邊係唔高興，係令神唔高興嘅。
It could be our retirement account.
可能話係你今日好掛心嘅啊，你退休夠唔夠錢咧
？It could be our children's achievement in the world.
或者會唔會係你嘅兒女嘅成功咧
？It could be their happy marriage.
或者係你嘅兒女嘅婚姻咧？
Or it could be our reputation in the community, or even spouse's approval.
咁會唔會係你喺呢個社區裏邊你嘅聲譽，或者你嘅啊配偶啊贊唔贊成你做嘅事咧
？Now these are all good things from God, and it's not evil in its nature.
咁呢啲嘢佢本質係冇問題嘅。
But when they become your source of comfort,
但係當佢成為咗你嘅舒適點嘅時候
，When your child becomes the source of your happiness，
但係當你嘅兒女只係真係你最終最快樂嘅地方嘅時候
，When they give you security or your hope or your identity as a mother，
或者對於一個母親嚟講，佢成為咗你嘅安全感，成為咗你嘅身份，你嘅將來嘅盼望嘅時候
，They must be buried because we have idolized them。
因為當你將佢變成偶像嘅時候，你要將呢一切嘅嘢去擺埋一邊。
Mothers with a son
有呢個啊細路哥嘅母親
，often says they feel like their son is protecting them。
佢會覺得可能兒女只係佢將來最大嘅保障。
Feels like they are there to protect me, the mother。
啊，可能覺得咧個兒子只係將來咧保護母親。最重要嘅一樣嘅嘢
，They will fail you your respect or your expectations miserably。
咁但係其實可能佢哋最終啊會令你有失望。
Because what you're putting must be on God, and if He was to put on something else, it's too heavy for them to bear to carry their burdens。
咁會唔會成為咗佢一個好大嘅重擔，重到一個地步，佢哋自己亦都啊唔可以去？再拎住佢咧。
Let's take one step further, and please do bear with me. This is for the parents here.
咁以下所講嘅係對呢個父母有關係嘅。
What are you allowing in your home that actually teaches your children to trust something other than God?
其實今日喺你嘅家庭裏邊，父母會唔會容許一啲嘅事情？其實呢啲事情係會將慢慢成為咗这个的偶像呢
What entertainment?
有什么娱乐呢
What priorities?
有什么他们生活上面的重心呢
Are you allowing your children to form their hearts?
那你究竟今天给你的儿女他们心目中所想所思的是什么东西呢
Unfortunately,
好彩也是不好彩的话
We can't lead family worship while you're protecting household idols at the same time.
咁你唔可以一方面你有家庭嘅崇拜，另一方面亦都为容许有呢个偶像喺之中。
But when the protecting household idols are removed, then the family worship happens simultaneously.
咁当你将呢个家庭嘅偶像拿走嘅时候，呢、这个家庭崇拜又系真真正正嘅一个嘅开始。
But I want to be very careful this morning.
但我今朝好想好小心
，because this is definitely a glimpse of the gospel.
呢个好清楚系对于一个福音嘅一个嘅窥见。
And we should not forget that it is not the act of purification that saves you.
我要好提醒你嘅就系唔系你，因为你去自洁。都係令到你能夠得到拯救。
But it is actually the fruit or act of Jesus' salvation itself that saves us.
其实是神祂的救恩的一个果子。
You see, Jacob is not purifying his family to earn God's favor.
雅各不是要祂的家人自洁,好使在这个神的面前能够得念。
He is not bearing the idols to make God's blessing attainable.
他不是将这些偶像,这个环子,将来埋在这里,好使神喜欢他所做。
He cleans his house.
他将他的家庭去清洁过来,
just as Jesus cleansed the temple.
正如好像耶稣将这个圣殿去赶走那些人一样。
Because he saw the things that they were not supposed to be at the place of worshiping God.
他只是看到那些当我们敬拜神的时候不应该有的东西在这里，他只是将他们赶走。
But for Jacob, he purifies them, he removes them, he buries them because God has spoken to him.
他做这一切的事，叫他们自洁，摆在他们的神像，都是因为是神叫他这样做。
Because God has already called.
因为神已经去呼召他。
Because God has already moved toward Jacob in grace at his halfway obedience.
因为神对于雅各这种半知半的信服，神已经开始在他身上去动工。
Dear people of God,
神的子民啊,
the purification is actually our response to his grace.
这个的自洁就是对于神的恩典的一个回应。
It's not the cause of his grace.
不是因为他恩典的原因。
And this must point us to Jesus.
这一切做的事，最终都是指向基督。
Who truly, truly buried our sins with him.
是将我们的罪去埋走,
along with our all imaginable idols under the cursed tree.
亦都是将我所有的偶像埋在这个树底的下面。
When you couldn't remove them,
当你不能够将他们拿走的时候,
when we were still at the halfway obedience at Shechem,
亦都当我们好像雅各那样在示剑作为他半知半的这个信服的时候,
for Jacob, God has only spoken to him, but for us, Jesus, the Word of God came to us in our life.
神对雅各，神来到雅各面前，给这个命令里边，但是另一方言，耶稣基督，他藉着他的话语，是临到我们的身上。
And in his mercy and grace, he removed it for us.
是因为他的恩典和他的怜悯，将这一切拿走。
He took our divided heart to his heart.
他将我们的心去换了成他的心。
He buried them in his tomb, in his own death.
在他的死亡，在他的坟墓里边，将我们的罪，一切的东西都埋葬了他。
So our purification flows from Jesus' finished work.
好使因为他的原因，我们能够被神所去清洁。
I'm running out of time. I'm going to skip to point 3 in verse 6 and 7.
我去跳去第六节和第七节。
Verse 6 and 7 testify to us that Jacob and his family arrived safely at Bethel.
我们看到第六、第七节讲到就话，他和他的家人很安全地来到去伯特利。
And what does he do there?
他们在做什么呢?
He built an altar and called the place El Bethel.
他在那里筑了一个坛，那个坛就是叫做以勒伯特利。
Now, 30 years ago, when Jacob first came to this place, as he was running away from Esau,
当在30年前他去逃避以扫来到伊勒伯特利这个地方的时候,
he called this place Bethel, which means a house of God.
他叫这个地方叫伯特利，意思就是神与他同在。
He had a great vision. Remember, there's angels ascending and descending on a ladder that connects heaven and earth.
他有这个异象，就是这个雅各天梯的异象。
Now he calls it El Bethel, God of the house of God.
他现在叫伊勒伯特利，意思就是神在那里。
Now the change of the name indicates Jacob's eyes were opened.
当这个名字改变的时候，看到了就是说雅各的眼睛是被打开。
For him, no longer the previous magnificent theophany or God's intervention in his life is no longer important.
看到以前过去所看的东西是不再重要。
What is important for him now is God himself, not the place.
唔再係呢個地方對佢咁重要，而係神對佢嚟講係好重要。
Because over the years he moved various places and he has experienced a lot of things, but he knew it wasn't that place, but it was God who was walking with him all the time.
佢明白到唔係呢個地方嘅遷移嘅改變，而係最重要嘅係神。
The focus in him now has shifted from the house to actually the master of that house.
佢睇到就話佢只係呢個家庭嘅主人。
So we see Jacob's spiritual maturing within this 10 years.
咁我睇到呢十年裏邊啊，突然之間雅各喺靈性上邊嘅成長。
Both physically and spiritually, young believers are often today and then before enamored with spiritual experiences.
亦都好多時睇到喺屬靈上邊嘅唔同。
Like feeling of worship or excitement from the retreat.
啊，無論係話嚟到呢個嘅崇拜，或者你去一個嘅退休會，啊，對於去呢個退休會有嗰種嘅興奮。
Or the community that they're in, that they have a close-aged friends who can worship God together, who can understand them.
咁或者係對啊一齊可以去敬拜神啊，有呢個嘅莫名嘅喜悅。
But like Jacob, we see that the spiritually maturing person treasures God himself above all else.
而係睇到就話，好似雅各一樣，佢今日所珍惜嘅，佢珍惜嘅係神。
And when you trust God with everything that we have, like Jacob, we build an altar. We worship God.
當你睇到神對你重要嘅時候，你會好似雅各咁喺嗰度建築一個嘅壇。
Now please do remember this altar, the place of worship is also a place of sacrifice.
咁你喺度去做一個壇嘅時候，亦都會獻上呢個嘅祭。
Everyone in this room, I plead, you must grasp that the sinner, like you and I, can only approach the holy God through Jesus' blood.
咁我想再提醒你，就話我今日能夠嚟到神嘅面前，都係因為耶穌基督嘅寶血令到我哋嚟到神嘅面前。
Through substitution.
是透過耶穌基督去取代了我們的犧牲。
And through his perfect death of perfect blameless lamb.
因為耶穌基督作為這個完全的羔羊，祂的完美作為我們一個完美的犧牲。
So the family worship is not really actually about what devotional book you're using or what kind of worship order you have.
咁就係一個好嘅家庭嘅崇拜，唔係在乎於你用邊一本書啊，用啲咩嘅啊材料。
It's a spiritually maturing process in your obedience to treasure God.
而係最重要就話喺你內心裏邊，你係珍惜神。
In other words, it is to encounter Jesus deeply, preaching the gospel to yourself.
而係話去對你自己去宣講神嘅福音。
It is about gathering household and pointing them to God who is infinite.
係將指向呢、这個啊無窮無盡嘅呢、这個嘅神。
Bringing our problems and pointing them to God in our prayers.
係將喺我哋嘅祈禱裏邊，我哋嘅祈禱係指向基督，亦都將一切去交俾佢。
That's the heart of true family worship.
呢個就係家庭崇拜最終嘅根底嘅真理。
Now, verse 8 does seem like an interruption, doesn't it? Because it says, all of a sudden, now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried under an oak below Bethel, so he calls its name Alon Bakuth. And thanks to Paul, it was amazing pronunciation. I was surprised.
咁喺第八節裏面，佢講到話尼伯家嘅奶母底波拉死了，就葬在伯特利下邊橡底樹下。嗱，嗰樹名叫亞倫巴古。
I'm sure Paul has noticed about this, but why all of a sudden the oak of weeping? Why Deborah?
咁點解突然之間會講到呢個嘅尼伯家咧
？Because for Jacob, Deborah was the last link to his past.
咁對於利伯家嚟講，呢、這個底波拉係佢對佢嘅前半生最後嘅一點點嘅嘢。
It was last piece of his past that links to his mother's house, to his childhood, to his old life.
咁對於佢嘅舊嘅生活嘅佢過去嘅係最後嘅一點嘅東西。
Which means the restoration always costs something.
咁即係話呢個嘅这个、当你要去更新的时候，很多时候你要将一些东西、要去牺牲了它。
It means letting go of our worldly securities.
将这个世界的安全去放走。
And taking off our old garments, putting on a new identity in Christ.
让这个的旧的衣裳，我们的老我去除低。
And it might be painful at times.
可能会很痛苦。
But the promise of God is that God of Bethel is always faithful.
但有一件事很重要，就是我要知道在这个伯特利这个的神，他是非常之是我们可以是信，是很信实的。
What he begins, he finishes.
他开始做的事，他开始了，他也都会去结束。
God we worship, what he has begun, he always finishes.
神开始要做的事的时候，神也都会去结束。
And do you know, because I've seen a person just like that in the past week.
在过去这个星期，我 在你之中，我看到一个这样的人。
A person with God's character, what he begins, he finishes.
他有这个神的属性在里面，他开始做了，他也都会去结束。
Not to make him as a divine person, but it is Daniel.
我们感谢神有Daniel弟兄在我们之中。
He began his work.
他开始了去做。
And he finished it.
他做得完。
And that's why we have a big screen in the back.
所以我现在有这个的电视在我们的后边。
Thank you, Daniel, for setting a good example for the church.
多谢他。
But we do must remember, and I'm sure Daniel knew about this, it is because God is faithful, we can finish what we begin.
当我们去尽忠的时候，我们开始了，我们都会去结束。
So where does that leave us this morning?
我们今天要怎样做呢？
Some of you are still in your Shechem.
可能今天我都仲在我哋嘅事件嘅情形里边。
Maybe you've been there for years. You bought your house. You settled there.
可能你今天在事件呢个地方已经买咗屋留低咗喺嗰度。
And perhaps your family is spiritually lukewarm because you've been tolerating the strange gods in the name of love, patience, understanding, and support.
所以可能呢个原因令到家庭系喺呢个不冷不热嘅情况里边，因为你容忍好多事情去发生。
So please do hear God's call. Arise, go up to Bethel.
所以都去提醒你去听神呢个嘅说话，叫佢今日上去伯特利去。
Brothers,
弟兄们
，I am with you.
我与你同在。
And it sometimes feels lonely when I'm pulling you at the front and nobody's coming with me.
好似好多时我拉你喺前面，而冇人同你一齐嘅时候。
When you are still in your Shechem and you have not opened your eyes to see what God is saying, it hurts.
当你仲喺呢个事件去睇唔到前面系点样嘅时候，可能系一件好伤痛嘅一件嘅事。
But I have come to realize.
但我去明白一样嘢。
It is better to go together than myself.
我哋一齐去嗰度，好我自己去。
But don't make me wait too long.
唔好要我等咁耐。
Open your eyes to see what God is seeing in your life.
让神去打开你眼睛，去睇到你今日究竟喺边一度。
Let us arise.
让我一齐去起来。
As Karen has mentioned, gracefully, we are in our 20th year as God's family.
頭先恩嘉文姊妹提到話，我哋今日喺我哋教會進入第二十年嘅時候，
because the same power that created heaven and earth is our God.
呢個創造天地萬物嘅主係我哋嘅神。
God who parted the Red Sea is your God.
嗰個將紅海分開嘅係我哋嘅神。
And God who's raised Jesus from the dead is the God we worship and serve.
嗰個將神係從死裏邊去復活嘅，亦都係今日我哋敬拜嘅一個嘅神。
And He is working in those who believe and love Him.
我哋係我哋今日所信所愛嘅一個嘅神。
So let us go up to Bethel.
让我哋今日一齐去呢个伯特利。
Close enough is never close enough.
当你冇话一个系半知半嘅一个嘅信服。
Let us worship our God.Our hearts, in our family, at our church.
无论喺我哋个人、喺我哋家庭或者教会，让我哋一齐去敬拜我哋嘅主。
For His glory and for His glory alone.
为到佢嘅荣耀。
He is El Bethel.
佢系我哋呢个嘅伊勒伯特利。
Who is mightier than any problem and worries that we have?
比我哋所有嘅担心困难更加嘅多。
He is worth every risk that we have.
是俾我哋俾可能我哋一生里边要作过嘅冒险所作嘅冒险嘅更加嘅大。
And he is omnipresent, which means his all presence, meaning he will never leave you or forsake you.
佢系全能全知，佢唔会去抛弃你。
Is calling you to Bethel.
佢今日呼召你去伯特利。
Let us pray.
我哋低头祈祷。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you see us.
我哋感谢你，因为你今日睇见咗我哋。
And you remember us even though we are lingering too long in our own Shechem. And we come before you acknowledging that like Jacob, we have settled short of your glory. But when we think about how amazing you are, when we know your power,
当我们明白到你的权能的时候,
when we ponder upon and treasuring your character,
也都当我们去思想你的位格的时候,
we realize nothing can stop us to go up to Bethel.
没一样东西去阻止我们去上这个伯特利。
But we have to cast our sins and idols before that.
我要将我们的偶像去摆在一边。
Thank you for the finished work of Christ.
我哋感謝基督呢個嘅大能。
As we leave this place,
當我離開呢個地方嘅時候
，be our shield,
作為我哋嘅盾牌。
And let the terror of God fall upon our spiritual enemies.
讓我哋嘅主去將我哋嘅敵人去打敗。
Upon doubts, temptations, and accusations.
無論人家對方給個什麼的埋怨或者任何的指控都好
Guard fathers in this house
主耶和華是在這個的殿裡面
Guard your husbands in this house
我們的主是在這個的地方
And guard your men, O God
主是與我們同在
They're wearing many, many hats
我們可能有很多的東西
Please call them at their halfway obedience if they are.
让我们今天不在这个半知半的顺服之中
make our homes into Bethel.
让我们今天将我们的家建在伯特利
where the head of the household, Jesus, is worshipped in spirit and truth.
让我们按心灵诚佛去敬拜
We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名求